trainer Brad Cox is with me now. He's probably had a lot of different horse crushes because he's had a lot of good horses come through his barn over the years. Brad, first of all, good morning, my friend. Thanks for taking the time.
Good morning, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
Do you have a favorite racehorse?
that's a loaded question. I would say right now it's a three-way tie between I'm going to go with the three Eclipse winners, British Idiom, Covfefe, and Monomoy Girl.
Yeah.
We'll leave it at that.
What a year for you. Look back on 2019 for just a second before we talk about what's coming up here in 2020. But you think about the year you had in 2019. What are some of the first thoughts that come to mind?
I think it's definitely the Breeders' Cup. Being able to go out west and pick up two Breeders' Cups were big, and it's probably definitely the highlight of the year for sure. And then just thinking back, like the test obviously was a big win, and the Joe Hirsch and the Alcibiades. I mean, anytime you're able to pick off a grade one, those are things that definitely stick out, and so you don't forget about those. Those definitely stick with you.
Yeah, they certainly do. And since you brought up the name British Idiom, the champion two-year-old filly from 2019, let's start with her and talk about her return coming up later today in the Grade 2 Rachel Alexandra. It'll be her three-year-old debut. And look, a perfect 3-for-3 in 2019. She couldn't have been more impressive in all three of her starts. Talk to me about what's been going on with her since we last saw her in the juvenile fillies.
Well, we brought her back to Churchill and just freshened her up in the barn. Started back training her in December, shipped her to the fairgrounds, and she responded extremely well. Very happy and very, very happy with her works and how consistent she has been week in and week out leading up to this Rachel and everything. I feel like it went, just as planned. We took the same path or similar path with Monomoy Girl, or starting her three-year-old year with Monomoy Girl 2 years ago, and I feel like this filly's just, doing every bit as well as Monomoy was back then and every bit as well as this filly was last fall leading up to the Breeders' Cup. And I do feel like she's grown and filled out a bit. And, obviously this is a solid group of fillies that a couple of them are in very good form. It's a solid race and it's going to be a big ask for her off the layoff, but she's doing very well.
And I would assume, Brad, correct me if I'm wrong, she doesn't need to win this race today to prove anything to you or to move on the Kentucky Oaks Trail, let's say. You just want to see a good run out of her today, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, Javier obviously knows the filly extremely well. He was impressed with her first time out at Saratoga. And, like you said, I mean, for today, she doesn't have to win for it to be a good day for her. I mean, it's one of those things where we're just trying to get her to the Kentucky Oaks. And obviously we have today and hopefully another race between now and then. And, she'll earn the right to run to the Lilies and on the day before the Kentucky Derby.
Well, you have another pretty good three-year-old filly in your barn by the name of Taraz, who looked great winning the Martha Washington. She's looked great in all of her starts. Much like British Idiom, she's undefeated too. And there's talk that there might be roses in her future if she continues to progress.
Well, right now, we've talked it over with Garrett O'Rourke, Judmont. Spoke with Prince Khaled from Judmont. Obviously, we've decided at the, to point for a race against Phillies, the Honeybee, on March 7th. They're at Oakland again. So we felt like, she did take a step forward first time around two turns last time. Obviously, put away two stake winners and did it the right way. And, we feel like right now with, just where she is, we'll stick with the fillies for the time being and, looking forward to March 7th.
When did you first know that Taraz could be this type of filly?
She was pretty, reminds me a lot of Covfefe. I mean, as far as just like was good from day one. Honestly, and from the first time he breeds them, just fast and can do really, whatever you ask of them of the morning. So they give you a lot of confidence. But she, she came off the farm. They liked her on the farm. And when she got to us, I think the first time we breezed, it was like, whoa. I mean, she's really fast and athletic. And that's probably that's the scariest thing I've always said about her. I mean, as big as she is, how athletic she is, just the way she moves. I mean, she's, She's very light on her feet and covers a ton of ground, and obviously a fantastic workhorse, and just does everything the right way, and just super talented. So she was pretty easy to pick out from the beginning.
Yeah, if she passes that next test in the Honeybee, would you have that conversation with the owners about potentially running in a race to get enough points to get into the Kentucky Derby, a race like the Arkansas Derby, for example?
Yeah, it would definitely be an option, you know, depending on her performance and how she did it. Maybe, you know, we would circle around and have that conversation. But, you know, it's always one race at a time with these horses. And you know, it's something that, you know, just depending on how she won, the fashion she did it in, if she was able to get it done, you know, there's no givens in this game. She's got to, you know, get there first. And, you know, then we would have the discussion. But, you know, it's always, I mean, put it this way. I think a lot of this both started when I asked about nominating her to the Triple Crown.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just, it's one of those things where, you know, early nominations are in January. So, you know, we did it. So that obviously means we think she is super talented. Now, whether she can run against the boys is, you know, that remains to be seen. But we'll, you know, find out what happens in the Honeybee and go from there.
All right, let's talk about the boys. You've got your hands full today. Several horses going postward at the fairgrounds in those stakes races. But let's focus and stick with the three-year-olds for a minute. Mr. Monomoy going in the first division of the Risen Star. That was a race that was split into two divisions. Race number 12, Mr. Monomoy, 6-1 on the morning line. Tell me about him.
Nice colt. Has gotten better every race. His figures are going the right way. They're going to need to go take another jump forward today, I think, in order to win, and I think it's definitely possible. I thought he drew well. I think he might be able to break and relax a little bit more than he did last time. He really fought on last time. You know, I thought he was one of the few horses that were up close to a solid pace, stayed on, did a lot of running that day. And, you know, I think with a good trip today, he's going to make a good account of himself. He's exactly what you like seeing out of a three-year-old this time of year. Every week he seems to be getting a little better. And just, you know, growing physically. He looks like he's just matured a lot since the LeCompte. So very excited about him, and I think with a good trip he'll be effective today.
You know, Mike Trombetta joined me on Trainer Talk this past Wednesday night, and one of the things that Mike pointed out was that he views the road to the Kentucky Derby as one test after another, and they have to keep passing these tests in order to obviously – you know, get into the starting gate, sure, but in order to prove that they're worthy of being in the Kentucky Derby. How about you, Brad? How do you view this road to the Kentucky Derby?
Grinding, grueling. honestly, it is. It's very demanding for these horses. You know, obviously, you know, some of them, most of them are still at this time of year still, you know, they're not even three. And it takes a very special horse to be able to take the training and the racing it takes to accumulate points just to get into the race. And, you know, since I've been training, I've seen two Triple Crown winners or since I've been alive as well. And, I mean, you know, to think what those horses had to go through or short period of time is really just – almost unheard of. I mean, it's crazy to think about it. Just with this day and age, with honestly lots of owners, trainers wanting 6 weeks, 7 weeks between races, and to think that, you know, with good horses, and obviously these are good horses, and to run the Triple Crown in a total of 5 weeks at the distances and the field size is just, it's unheard of. And, you know, if these horses can take that, and obviously what it takes in order to get to the first leg of the Triple Crown is, you know, nowadays it's almost unheard of. But it's extremely demanding, and it takes a special horse without a doubt.
Yeah, and you're no stranger, Brad, to winning big races. You've won nearly 1,300 races in your career so far, and things just continue to build. The momentum continues to build. With that all said, how do you make sure that you're training a good three-year-old the right way to make sure that when you do get, if you're fortunate enough to get to the Kentucky Derby or to any of the Triple Crown races, you have enough left in the tank to be at your peak when you get there? How do you do that?
Yeah, I think it just goes back to just watching your horse and just kind of, you know, if you, if you're leading up to these Derby preps, just how your horse is training, and, you know, you got to be moving forward. It's just like Mr. Monomoy. I mean, you know, obviously I feel like he's moved forward since the LeCompte leading up to the Risen Star, and you got to hope that continues week in and week out. Like you said, it's no different. Like when you have like a Monomoy girl, you know, the campaign she put together in 2018, and, you know, you'll watch them breeze, and if they continue to breeze well every week and train well and they're sound and happy, you know, you're going into a race with a live shot or a loaded gun. And then obviously if you see something that's not right, that's when you obviously pull the plug and back up. But I think that's the biggest thing is with good horses, you just see that consistency week in and week out of just, you know, whatever you're looking for in your works, they're able to accomplish that. And then obviously cool out fine, and the next day they look great. And then, you know, you have the confidence to march forward to the next week or the next race.
Brad Cox, my special guest here on the Equine Forum on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Brad, I know it's a busy morning for you. I know you're training now, so I won't keep you much longer, but you have two horses entered in the Southwest Stakes, 2 3-year-olds that will go in the Southwest on Monday at Oaklawn. You have Wells Bayou and Answer In. Just give me a quick little shot on each of those two.
Wells Bayou's doing extremely well. Ran a big race last time. This horse, he likes to draw the inside. I know that. He draws the inside of Keeneland. And, we thought we were doing the right thing and putting him in the mile race there at Churchill. But it was just a little bit too much too quick for him. Didn't hand it. It was muddy that day. We sent him out of there and just, you know, got tired and just wasn't quite ready for that level of competition or the one turn mile, I don't think, was really his thing. Was eager to get him around two turns. We were able to do that. We're running back a little quick, but he did have a very nice breeze last week. So I feel confident that he'll run well. I feel like his figures stack up and he should be effective. Answer In, I think he's a very nice gelding. Like this horse since last summer. He broke really slow in his first start and basically run off at the jock 5/8 of a mile and still stayed on to narrowly be defeated that day. Honestly, I think it was a blessing in disguise him losing. Just mentally took a little while to get there. He's really coming around. Javier rode him last time. Really liked him and obviously wanted to ride him back. And we've been going for this race for a few months. So I really like this gelding. I think he's a nice horse. And hopefully with a good trip, Drew outside, I think with a good stalking trip, he'll have a big race on Monday.
He's trainer Brad Cox here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Like all of our guests who appear on the program, we're going to send him a gift courtesy of Embrace the Race, the apparel for the horse racing lifestyle. Wear what you love and embrace your passion at EmbraceTheRace.com. Brad, appreciate the time, my friend, and congrats on all the success and all the best moving forward.
Thanks, Mike. We'll talk soon.